Military trials for civilians are back in use in Egypt. This week, the two-month-old interim government made use of military tribunals to put behind bars 11 supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi in the city of Suez. The 11 alleged members of the Muslim Brotherhood each received life sentences on charges of violence during pro-Morsi sit-ins in Cairo. 45 others were each given 5 years in jail, while 8 defendants were acquitted of charges of assaulting army troops, burning military vehicles, and attacking churches in Suez.
It's kind of destabilizing the country, and in this case, the action that has to be taken seriously, and it's a matter of national security.
In statements made to the media, the Egyptian army has said that no civilians have been put on military trials unless the accused is implicated in a military-related incident. Ordinary citizens are split over the matter. While some feel that a strong response is needed to restore security in Egypt, others feel that the military trials serve no purpose other than political vendetta against Morsi supporters.
I'm not against it, but only if it's there for a short period of time. Also, we are under the emergency law, so the government needs a chance to purge the country from the outlaws.
How can I defend myself in front of a military court? Civilians are not allowed to bring in lawyers or appeal the ruling. So I think that referring civilians to military trials is completely unfair.
The issue of military trials for civilians is on the table in the ongoing discussions regarding the amendments currently being made to the Constitution. Military trials for civilians has been used as a political tool by consecutive Egyptian regimes against their opponents for decades. But today, Egyptian activists and human rights defenders are demanding that the new constitution being drawn up include a clause limiting military courts to crimes directly relating to the army and nothing more. Karim Gamaleddin, Press TV, Cairo.